This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in the Philippines said Monday the death toll is now more than 200 from the powerful typhoon that struck the south-central region of the country last week, with dozens still missing and several areas pleading for food and water. The National Police said at least 208 people were killed, with 52 still missing and 239 people injured in the wake of Typhoon Rai. The toll was expected to increase because several towns and villages remained out of reach due to disabled communications, power outages, and clogged roads. Rai generated sustained winds of 195 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 270 kilometers per hour before it struck the island nation Thursday. More than 700,000 people were affected by the typhoon in central island provinces, including more than 400,000 who had to be moved to emergency shelters. The storm finally blew out over the South China Sea later Friday. President Rodrigo Duterte visited Cebu and Bohol provinces over the weekend and said the priority there was the need to fix the water supply for affected residents. Emergency crews were scrambling to restore electricity and cell phone service to at least 227 cities and towns. Three regional airports were also damaged. Election officials say less than a third of the voters in Hong Kong cast their ballots in the election there Sunday, the lowest turnout in Hong Kong's election history since its return to China in 1997. The head of Hong Kong's Electoral Affairs Commission announced Monday turnout for the Legislative Council vote was about 30.2%. It was the first election since Beijing amended the laws there to reduce the number of directly elected officials and vet candidates to ensure that only those loyal to China could run. The vote totals were vastly lower than polls in 2012 and 2016, when more than 50% of registered voters cast their ballots. The semi-autonomous territory was rocked by pro-democracy protests in 2014 and 2019. This is VOA News. Gabriel Boric, the leftist millennial who rose to prominence during Chile's anti-government protests, was elected as the South American nation's next president Sunday. With almost 99% of polling stations reporting, Boric won 56% of the votes, compared to 44% for his opponent, lawmaker José Antonio Kast. At age 35, Boric will become Chile's youngest modern president when he takes office in March, and only the second millennial to lead in Latin America after El Salvador's Nayib Bukele. Boric told Chileans he received his victory with humility and a tremendous sense of responsibility. He acknowledged the nation has an enormous challenge, and he pledged to be a president who cares for democracy and does not risk it, listens more than he speaks, seeks unity, and attends to the needs of the people daily. Boric was among several activists elected to Congress in 2014 after leading protests for higher quality education. He vowed to bring an end to the neoliberal economic model left by General Augusto Pinochet's 1973 to 1990 dictatorship and raise taxes on the super rich to expand social services, fight inequality, and boost protections of the environment. Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai is denying she wrote a social media post last month accusing a now-retired Communist Party official of sexually assaulting her. In a video posted Sunday on the website of a Singapore-based Chinese-language newspaper, Peng said her denial was a point she needed to emphasize very clearly. Peng said her initial post on the social media site Weibo was a private matter and told the interviewer she was able to move about freely. The newspaper said the video was taken Sunday in Shanghai, where she was attending a skiing competition. The video showed her standing alongside former National Basketball Association star Yao Ming and other Chinese sports figures. The November 2nd post said that former Premier Zhang Gali coerced Peng into sex. Her post was quickly deleted, and she vanished from public view for several days. A Japanese billionaire returned to Earth Monday after a 12-day visit to the International Space Station. Fashion tycoon Yusaku Maezawa, his assistant Yoso Hirano, and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Mishkin emerged from their Russian Soyuz spacecraft after landing in the steppes of Kazakhstan. Maezawa reportedly paid more than $80 million for him and his assistant to become the first paying tourist to fly to the ISS in more than a decade. He said he plans to take eight people with him on a 2023 mission around the moon operated by Elon Musk's SpaceX. Maezawa is the latest in a growing number of private citizens to fly into space as commercial firms, including SpaceX and Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, usher in a new age of space travel for wealthy clients.